Hi, I'm Shaney.
Hi, I'm Maddie.
I'm William.
I'm Arjuna.
And we speak.
We have interviewed three different people about suicide and self-harm.
Here's how it went.
What do you think about suicide and self-harm?
When I think about it, it's one of the probably most hopeless acts of desperation I think there is. I think one of the greatest quotes I ever heard about it was that suicide's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. So, you know, it's really hard to imagine someone being that hopeless, thinking that the only way out of their current situation is to take their own life or to injure themselves. It's pretty rough.
What age group do you think it is most common in?
Probably teenagers, because younger children don't think about that stuff as much, and they aren't exposed to it.
What do you think main cause of suicide and self-harm is, and why?
I think lack of self-esteem. Sometimes people feel so low, and they don't know how to boost their self-confidence, and they don't know who to turn to, they don't know who to talk to, and they don't know what methods they can use to try to feel better about themselves.
Have you ever had experiences with someone else?
Yeah, actually, me and my brother have not a, like, blood relative, but someone we call a cousin actually hung themselves when they were 15 years old. Me and my brother actually go and visit his dad every summer. They're from Cape Cod. That's where my mom's from, so that's how we know him. His name was Sammy, and his dad name is Vincent. And Vincent and my grandpa are best friends. So that, you know, that kind of shook everybody when that happened. That was, I can't remember how many years ago it was, but I know he was only 15 when he did it. So,
who do you think suicide and self-harm affects the most, and why?
I think, in general, I'd say young kids, young adults. But you still see it with a lot of adults who are older, middle-aged. I think it can happen to anyone. The biggest thing is just making sure that when you're feeling really upset, you're feeling very low, you're feeling hopeless, I think trying to reach out to friends and family, and, you know, if you need more help than that, there's so many people out there you can talk to. And like I mentioned before, there are different resources, hotlines, things you can use to make yourself get out of that feeling of desperation and hopelessness.
Suicide affects many lives every day. These are the thoughts of the people that we have interviewed.
We Speak has spoken.
Thank you for listening.